Contemplative Prayer, Introduction to Praying with Icons. The history of icons dates back to the early church. Some even attribute the first icon to Jesus himself or St. Luke. Icons were seen as an acceptable form of worship until around the 8th century, when a heresy developed called iconoclasm. The Greek word iconoclasm means image breaking, and caused a great disturbance in the church over the use of images. Some claiming that all images, statues, and even relics were a form of idolatry. During this time, there was a great persecution of Christians for the use of sacred images. Monasteries were burned, monks were put to death, tortured, and exiled. It was a painful time in the church. As with all heresies, they do cause the church to articulate what the truth is. It wasn't until the 8th century at the Second Council of Nicaea that the church spoke in defense of icons, with the clarification that there is a difference in the veneration we give God and that we give to holy images, saints, or relics. As with anything, some things can be taken to extremes. It took a few centuries for icons to begin to flourish in the church again, but by the 14th century, icons began to flourish in the Eastern Church, the Byzantine and Orthodox faiths. Having said all that, why is it beneficial to pray with icons? The Catechism explains that the sacred image, the liturgical icon, principally represents Christ. It cannot represent the invisible and incomprehensible God, but the incarnation of the Son of God has ushered in a new economy of images. Previously, God, who has neither a body nor a face, absolutely could not be represented by an image. But now that he has made himself visible in the flesh and has lived with men, I can make an image of what I have seen of God and contemplate the glory of the Lord, his face unveiled. Christian iconography expresses in images the same gospel message that Scripture communicates by words. Image and word illuminate each other. We declare that we preserve intact all the written and unwritten traditions of the church which have been entrusted to us. One of these traditions consists in the production of representational artwork, which accords with the history of the preaching of the gospel, for it confirms that the incarnation of the Word of God was real and not imaginary, and to our benefit as well, for realities that illustrate each other undoubtedly reflect each other's meanings. All the signs in the liturgical celebrations are related to Christ, as are sacred images of the Holy Mother of God and the saints as well. They truly signify Christ who is glorified in them. They make manifest the cloud of witnesses who continue to participate in the salvation of the world, and to whom we are united, above all in sacramental celebrations. Through their icons, it is man in the image of God, finally transfigured into his likeness. The beauty of the images moves me to contemplation, as a meadow delights the eyes and subtly infuses the soul with the glory of God. Similarly, the contemplation of sacred icons, united with meditation on the Word of God and the singing of liturgical hymns, enters into the harmony of the signs of celebration so that the mystery celebrated is imprinted in the heart's memory and is then expressed in the new life of the faithful. It is important to explain that icons are different than paintings, statues, and other works of art. An iconographer doesn't paint images, they write them. What do I mean by this? Well, there is a completely different style or process of writing an icon than that of painting. An icon is not a painting. It is the written word of God in visual form. There is a process to creating an icon where the iconographer prays with scripture, spends time in solitude, fasts, and follows a certain form. You'll notice the figures in an icon look slightly distorted, and this is intentional. An icon is not intended to be a literal representation of the scene, but a glimpse into heaven. It might help if I explain our modern understanding of icons. When you first heard the word icon, you may have thought of a little graphic that is on your desktop. Microsoft Windows actually uses these terms and phrases in a way that can help us understand what an icon actually does to us when we pray with it. You'll notice when you use a computer, on your main screen are a series of icons. When you click on an icon, a new window opens up. and you actually go into what that icon is symbolizing and interact with the program. Religious icons are said to be windows into heaven. So when we gaze upon an icon, just like clicking it, a window into heaven opens up, and we enter into this whole new world where we can be with and interact with the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, Mary, and all the saints and angels who are in heaven. Icons are the visual representation of the Word. Just like when we pray with Scripture, and it is ever ancient and ever new, so icons are ever ancient and ever new. Each time we gaze upon them in meditation or contemplation, God speaks to us. We have a glimpse into heaven, and we can experience being with God right here in our world. Doesn't that make you want to learn more about icons and try praying with them? Don't worry about what to do or what to think. All you simply have to do is click on the icon and gaze.